We're talking with Matt Nielsen, the head tennis coach from the Valley City Highliners. And coach, you've got a couple of matches, one indoor, one outdoor under your belt. But I suppose this preseason has been tough because of the weather and practicing in and out and practicing on wood floors instead of your normal tennis court. But I suppose you're in the same boat that a lot of schools are here in North Dakota.
Other schools have to deal with it too. We played Fargo South yesterday, talking with their coach. They had practices at 5 a.m. at Courts Plus inside. So they did get to hit on actual tennis courts, but they had to do it at 5 a.m. So I don't know which one's better.
Well, no, I think the first match with Red River, was that an indoor?
Yep. The first match we played was Red River last week. We played them indoors. We got beat 0-9, and we had a lot of positives come out of it. I mean, we figured out where we needed to go with our lineup and what skills and drills that we need to do to get them more successful. But Reagan and Callie, who was state runners-up last year in doubles, played a very good match against the single state champion in Shaylin Johnson. And Kennelly, 6-1, 6-4, they got rolling in that second set, lost a deuce point here that could have made it tied. But they're looking pretty solid.
And now with South High, a 9-0 win, first win of the season, and looked like everybody played well on this one.
Yep, we played South yesterday, our first away match, and we have 41 girls out for tennis, and we brought them all with yesterday, so all of our JV got matches, and they were highly successful also, so we played at Carl Ben Eielson with the JV, and then at Fargo South with the varsity. And yeah, we came in there and won 9-0. Callie and Reagan in that doubles match looked very good. I would like them to step in a little more, but they know that and they're working on it. And yeah, we kind of took it to them and just kept playing our game of tennis.
And for the junior varsity, a lot of these, this was their first match of the season, first time playing, wasn't it?
Yep, we had a lot of kids, probably 9 kids. It was their first tennis match ever that was actually a competition. So they haven't played in tournaments. They haven't played on a high school team yet. So these 7th graders and a couple of our upperclassmen that came out for the first time, it was their first match ever. And they had a lot of fun. I talked to them. And even though a few of them came out on the wrong side of the win-loss, they still said, you know, it was a lot of fun and we worked hard and it was a good time.
When you look at your team, Matt, and your pairing up your doubles, is there a mindset to pairing your doubles? Maybe a strength, one person has a strength, the other brings to it. How do you pair these young ladies?
It has to do with a lot with chemistry, but it also has to deal with a lot of mentality too. So if the two work together, that's fantastic, but the mentality in doubles has to be, I'm going to get to the ball, I'm going to get to the net, and I'm going to put the ball away. So looking at our lineup, we've jockeyed it around for the first two matches, and we're actually going to jockey it around again today in doubles. Angela Larson against Fargo South yesterday at number 3 doubles really showed that she's going to step in and put volleys away. So I'm bumping her from number 3 doubles to number 2 doubles, and I'm going to try out there to see if she can have that same success. Reagan and Callie at number 1, they're pretty solid. So the only time I see myself taking those two apart is if I see that if we take them apart, we can get wins at 1 and 2 if we separate them. But if we can't jockey that, I think I'm going to keep Reagan and Callie together because those two are going to play individuals this year together again and hopefully make another run in the tournament.
Are you looking at, I mean, it's only been 2 matches. Yes, you've had some practices, but only 2 matches. So is there still some experimentation going on with your lineup?
Oh, we're going to do a lot of experimentation. Because we haven't been outside, we haven't had challenge matches. So right now, our lineup is based on feel, based on look. I don't have any hard data on who should go where and why, so I'm basing off last year, basing off practice, basing off the first 2 matches. So even in singles for today, I jockeyed up my lineup from yesterday just because of what I saw in the matches. And as a coach, you need to put out an ethical lineup, which means your 1 has to be your 1, your 2 has to be your 2, your 3 has to be your 3. You can't move them around. So after yesterday's match, I was like, you know what, I have a couple kids I need to flip-flop based on yesterday's performance, and I think most coaches have to do that right now too because we haven't had the outdoor season to let them play those singles challenge matches.
And you're going to be playing a lot of matches here. Tuesday you've got one, I think you have another one on Thursday. You're going to be getting a lot of matches in, so as a coaching staff you got to like that because now you're going to be able to grade your players.
And it's we are, but it's going to be just crazy and hectic because if you do look at our schedule, we have Wapton at home today, we got Thursday at West Fargo, there's prom, and if you look at my lineup, I have 5 seniors and 2 sophomores is what we're playing at the varsity level. So most of those kids will be going to prom on Saturday, and then we have home match Monday, home match Tuesday, and then those seniors take off for New York for that music contest out in New York. So that'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and they come right back to a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's just going to be nuts this spring.
Craziness is probably the best word for it. And you talk about with some of these upperclassmen that are going to be gone, maybe is that where you look at your JV? Some of these younger players are going to have to step up and help at the varsity level?
We have played a few up. So Macy Likes, a ninth grader that got to play up against Red River and showed us some good things. Hope Peterson is a 10th grader. I liked her in that Red River match and against the South match, so she's going to continue playing in that singles lineup. But we do have many younger kids that are coming up, and right now we have a logjam at about numbers 9 through 20. Like, there's not much difference, so it's going to be, hey, who's going to work in the offseason? Who's going to take the coaching? Who's going to play more matches in the offseason? And who's going to want it? Because next year, like I said, we have five seniors, so there's going to be five varsity spots up for grabs next year, and I got probably any of 13 kids could come up and grab those five. So I'm excited to see what some of these kids are going to do in the offseason to say, nope, that spot's mine. I'm playing varsity next year.
How, and numbers-wise, are you happy with where you're at numbers-wise?
Oh, my goodness. 41 is, I keep using the word nuts, but it's nuts because that means one out of every six girls grades 7 through 12 is in tennis. So if you look at it percentage-wise, we are by far the largest percentage girls tennis team in the state. And at 41, I think there's probably only one or two teams in the EDC that have more than I do. Fargo Davies, I know, is one. And I think we actually might be the second largest team. So yes, we're very excited. We got Coach Aberley is our JV tennis coach, and we have Coach Jorison as a junior high tennis coach. We haven't had a junior high tennis coach for several years, but once you get up past 30, it gets very tough. So once we eclipsed 40, it was like, yep, we need that junior high tennis coach to make sure all of our kids can get coaching and get better.
You've got to feel that that's a good problem to have, because I'm sure it creates some competition when you get into challenge matches and so forth down the line.
It is an excellent problem to have, and we like having that problem. It does become a logistics issue here and there about our uniforms. How do we have enough court time, enough court space in Valley City? So we always talk about getting new tennis courts. It's always a pipe dream, but we keep pushing it. But yeah, but with having 41 on 9 tennis courts, that's a lot of kids and not a lot of space, and I'm just glad we have all those kids excited and wanting to play tennis.
I'm sure it might be a little early to tell with just two matches under your belt, but where do you see this Highliner tennis team as you progress the season coming into the EDC?
Well, we've qualified for state for the last 5 years, and my guess right now is we're going to be right in the mix again. Like, we've in those 5 years, probably two of those years we were shoe-ins. The other three we had to come through in the clutch to make it to state, and I think this year is going to be no different, where I think, hey, there's a lot of teams that improved a lot. Shanley's improved a lot. Davies has improved a lot. Red River is always good. Cheyenne is very good. And then we're right in that mix too. So we're right there with the top five, but only four get to go. So it's going to be one of those years where if we make it, it's not going to be because, oh, we just went to the EDC tournament and made it. It's going to be, we got to the EDC tournament, we're playing excellent tennis, and we're able to clip a team to qualify for state again.
And with five seniors, they're used to going to state, so they probably put some pressure on themselves, don't they?
They do, but I'm trying to coach them on the mental side of tennis. We follow the three pillars at the Highliner Tennis. It's sportsmanship, positive attitude, and 100% effort. And we don't focus on the wins and losses, because if you do those three things, the game score is going to take care of itself. Points are going to take care of themselves. But if you stress about it and you start tightening it up in tennis, it's just like golf with that mental game. Your serve's not going to go in if you're worried about your serve going in. If you're thinking about double faulting, you'll double fault. If you're thinking about, I can't hit my return out, you'll hit it out. So, I mean, it's a huge mental game in tennis of being able to just relax, play loose, and just stay focused and being in the moment.
What's the strength of this team as far as individually? Are they good baseline players? Are they good at the net? What's the strength of this group?
Our strength is always doubles. We play strong doubles, and we always play against teams that have a lot of people who take individual lessons. So I always tell them, hey, we are never going to beat teams by beating them at the baseline. They take too many lessons. Their ground strokes are too good. We can't just bang it from the baseline. We have to be smarter than them, and we have to use better strategy than them. So we work a lot about coming up to the net, a lot on our approach shots, a lot about putting it left and right. Don't just hit back, because we are not going to win hitting it right back to them. So we have to be better strategy, and then better with our heads.
Do they have a high IQ when it comes to tennis with this group for the most part?
Oh, it was fun. I even went out on the court yesterday with Reagan and Callie and Angela. Angela played five for us yesterday, three doubles. And when I came out to all three of them, I'm like, wow, you hit your shot and you just didn't watch it. You actually slid to the exact right spot you needed to be in, And so when the ball came to you, you were already right there because you anticipated, and then you went to the correct spot with the shot, came to the net, put the next ball away. I mean, it was textbook tennis by a couple seniors and a sophomore there.
Well, it looks like now the season's in full swing, we hope, no pun intended. We can get things going here, and Wahpeton here on Tuesday night, and then Thursday, Fargo.
Yep, so it's Wahpeton tonight at the tennis courts by the swimming pool will be where the varsity will be playing, and then Thursday we will be away at West Fargo.
All right, Coach, thanks for coming in, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is head coach Matt Nielsen of the Valley City Highliners girls tennis team.